These are based on Department of Education figures. This is a survey run by the department before Christmas last year in 2025. And basically it asked parents three different questions in relation to co-education, in relation to multi-denominational, and in relation to Irish medium education. Now, even though the question on Irish medium education was a difficult question to answer for parents the way it was put, but we feel that it still allowed parents to express perhaps a choice that they currently don't have. So these are parents whose children are currently in English medium schools and would prefer if that school was an Irish medium school or a Gaelic school. And the Department of Education have released all these figures to schools around the country at the moment, and they illustrate that, for instance, in Donegal, as we said, there are 14.7% of parents in English medium schools outside of the Gaeltacht area, and based on who would prefer to have their children in a Gaelic school, and based on the figures that the department provided of the, let's say, the children attending primary schools in those schools, that would equate to 2,397 children whose parents would have preferred that their children were in a Gaelic school.
And the report that you released notes that just 5 of the 137 primary schools outside the Gaeltacht area in Donegal are conducted through Irish. This suggests that schools would be under pressure with such a demand, especially since you claim that 14.7% is under-reporting.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, because we feel that the figure is way higher than that, that the demand is way higher than that, because Forest de Gaeilge and Trinity College carried out a research which was released there in May. And when parents were asked in that survey whether they would send their child to a Gaelic school if there was one close and amenable to them, 45% of parents stated that they would send their children to a Gaelic school. So what that means is that if there are only 5 Gaelic schools in them, outside of the Gaeltacht, all the other schools in the Donegal area, that means that their parents can't access due to the fact of accessibility, it being too far away, and all the issues that address it. So if we are kind of coming back to the department saying on the basis of these figures is that if this is the demand, and we've seen this demand over the years, as on Forest Patrunoff is a patron and the largest patron of Gaelic schools around the country, we've seen this demand when we've gone into communities. And what we need in this situation is to the department to look at the overall provision. They're asking schools, you know, to see if there could be a capacity to facilitate in the local community the provision of a Gaelic school. And if this was the case, I think that this process should be, eased. But it needs to be supported by the department in a strategic way, because we in Unforest Patrón have to believe that if children and these parents who want their children to attend a Gaelic school at primary level, they need to have the follow-on provision at second level. And therefore, we need more than just the department releasing these figures to schools. There needs to be a support about the implementation of strategic delivery of Irish medium education at all levels.
And a petition has been established as well, and you're encouraging parents to engage with that.
Excuse me. There's a separate group of parents which has been established as to campaign for, the rights of parents to send their child to an Irish medium school. And we feel that these parents have been frustrated for many years. And it's a case that when a group of parents, take for instance those 2,397 children who are currently in English medium schools in Donegal, those parents obviously faced a choice at some stage in deciding where their child was going to be sent to school. And their wish may have been to send them to a girls' club, but perhaps there wasn't access to it. This has happened all over the country. And when parents have tried to establish girls' school in them, there is no process, and there has been no process for the past 15 years because the department has decided that they will be the ones who decide where a new school is built because of demographic reasons. Now, that's fine on an economic and aspect, but putting a full stop to the building of new schools because of demographics does not solve the Irish medium education provision, because if there are 10 English medium schools in an area and there is no girls' school, you know, there will never be a girls' school unless the department takes action to do so. So this group of Imask has come together and they are petitioning Tachti Dála and the government indeed to implement legislation that will make it a right for parents to access Irish medium education.